T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, every Friday, former Virginia Governor George Allen joins us. We flip a coin on my end, and George Allen and Gary give us their NFL picks. But before we do that, I always get a chance to ask George Allen what he's thinking about, you know, issues of the day. Good morning to you.
Good morning, John. Glad Trey's back and healthy and that you're back and your substitute coin flipper, your backup, did great for you.
Did he? All right. I got to see where I stand, whether you have leapt ahead of me or not. But I can't let this opportunity slide by without asking you what you think about the impeachment stuff in D.C. Were you watching it the other day?
No, to be honest with you, there's plenty of commentary on the radio and TV about it, but I think, like most people, you got your regular lives and you're working, doing other things, and I think a lot of folks probably recognize that all this is a part of the negative partisanship that's so divisive in Washington that there's just it's mostly political posturing. And listening to the commentary, from one side or the other, they think whatever they think. And I think most people are thinking, there's more important things to do. And broadly speaking on this, let's assume and stipulate that maybe the conversation with the president had with the president of Ukraine was improper, but that's not an impeachable offense. It's not something that you remove somebody from office for and negate the will of the people who voted him in as president. Plus, we have an election next year, and I think all of this really is just about next year's election and try to tarnish and damage President Trump for the upcoming election. But people really would prefer that members of Congress, the representatives of the people, would be doing something that actually improves people's lives.
Yeah. We'll see if people tune back in today with the second day of testimony. I got this feeling that kind of what you're intimating, that people are over it on some. They've heard it. They've made up their mind one way or the other, and they're ready to vote next year. And they don't really need days and days and days of hearings, but we'll see. Gary Hess is... Yeah, go ahead.
Plus, all the stuff with the Mueller report. I mean, ever since President Trump was elected, this has been going on, and he gets sworn in, and you have all the Mueller report and all of that. And so that was supposed to be the thing that was going to sink Donald Trump, and then it ends up being a dud as far as the Democrats are concerned, right, who wanted to run him out. So
hey,
it's not what matters to most people. What most people care about are jobs and opportunities, safe communities and better schools. And what employers are caring about is finding skilled, capable workers to fill
and
the
on the jobs thing, Donald Trump
economy
has actually delivered. So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, John, before,
yes, sir,
before we get to the football picks, I got to jump in. Governor, good morning.
Good morning, Gary.
I got to ask you for your take on that horrific ending to the Browns-Steelers game last night.
Well, that's terrible. They hit him with a helmet. I mean, fights happen. It's probably great for NFL ratings because it's great theater and it's being shown all the time. So it makes it more like, wrestling. But it's above and beyond the usual fighting in it, and I think the commissioner will undoubtedly fine Garrett strongly and probably suspend him for a game or two from it. Plus, there's a guy, I forgot, maybe it was Pouncey, who came in after Rudolph gets hit with his own helmet.
Right, came in to protect his quarterback and started kicking him in the head, yeah.
Yeah, and so I think there's going to be plenty of fines and suspensions to go around because that's clearly above and beyond the usual unsportsmanlike conduct or unnecessary roughness and so forth. that Rudolph didn't have a very good game. I think they wish they hadn't traded Josh Dobbs away from the Steelers.
Okay, let's get to the picks. Last week the coin went 3-1, John.
Oh, wow.
So way to go, Jason Roop.
No kidding.
Gary went 2-2. The governor 1-3. So I got a 4-game lead on the coin, and the coin is 3 games up on the governor. So the governor's got to come back in him. I feel it.
Beautiful.
Our first game today is, boy, what a great matchup this week. Houston at Baltimore, two of the great young quarterbacks in the league, Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson. Governor, who you got?
Yeah, you look at it the same way I do. It's two really great, tough quarterbacks. I think Baltimore's got a better defense, so I'm going to go with Baltimore playing at home with their defense.
I have Baltimore as well. I like the home field advantage here. I think the Ravens are going to get it done.
And it's tails. So, I get Houston, right?
So you'll go with the
Texans. I'm wearing a Houston Texans shirt right now.
Are you?
Well, there you go. Sunday Night Football, the Chicago Bears head to L.A. to face the Rams coming off a loss in Pittsburgh. Who you got?
I think the Rams are really embarrassed by how poorly they played. The Bears really don't have much of an offense. The Rams do, and they have a pretty good defense. So I'm going to go for the Rams playing in the L.A. Coliseum.
I think you're being kind by saying that the Bears' offense is not very good. The Bears' offense is awful, and I'll take the Rams as well.
And I got the Rams. Heads.
Okay. Straight across the board there. Okay, Monday Night Football in Mexico City, the L.A. Chargers and the Kansas City Chiefs. Governor?
That would be a good game. It's a big deal there. It's high altitude. It's even higher than Mile High Stadium. I played rugby in Mexico City, and it's tough. Although the smog won't be too bad this time of year. I'm going to go with the Kansas City Chiefs to beat the Chargers in Mile and a Half High Stadium.
Yep, I've got Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs as well.
All right, so if it's heads, we'll call that the Chiefs.
It's a Chargers home game.
Oh, it's a Chargers home game.
It's a Chargers home game.
That's what it counts as?
Yep.
Okay. What do we got? Tails.
So you're right. Kansas City also.
All right.
Okay.
They sent the chefs.
And finally, Dwayne Haskins and the Redskins playing at home against the New York Jets. I think I know who the governor's picking.
Yeah, I'm going for the Redskins in this game as I head off to California for speaking to legislative leaders on competitiveness of states with lower taxes, right-to-work laws, and a good workforce. And so I'm going to go with the Redskins to win, to beat the Jets from Hades Landfill.
Well, Hades Landfill is not where they're playing this week. I'm taking the Jets.
Yeah.
And I've got heads, so.
You have the Skins as well.
Okay, all right.
So there we go.
John, show greater enthusiasm over that.
just for you. Hey, I am enthusiastic. You're going to the Reagan Ranch? Is that where you're giving this speech?
Yeah. Next week, the American Legislative Exchange Council they have leaders from all over the country, state legislators, and talking about what are the factors for states to be competitive, and really broadly, states with reasonable regulatory burdens, including tax rates, workers' comp, prompt permitting, right-to-work laws, affordable electricity
great.
And energy, including natural gas, and a skilled, capable workforce. If you have those ingredients, those are the states that are winning, and the top three states are Texas, Florida, and Tennessee, and then out west, Nevada and Arizona are doing great because people are and businesses are leaving California.
Yeah, California should pay attention to what you're saying while you're out there.
Yeah, so
George
should
Allen,
New York and New Jersey losing population.
George Allen, the former governor of Virginia, always appreciated. Thank you.
All right. Adios.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.